live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
That whole organization, they're so hard to like, man.
They really are.
Because, listen, I love the players.
I love some of the players.
Yeah, man, I love a lot of the players. Man, Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins and J.J.'s Prince of the City. And Justin Reed is, I mean, they've got some guys that you just want to root for. But the coach and all the people around him are just so bleeping arrogant for people who never accomplished anything in their lives. I'm glad to see Miles Straw get another chance because I think he adds a different element to the lineup, and I don't think they're going to miss much with Correa. And
it is a very different element because he doesn't hit home runs ever.
And that's fine. I just need you to get on base and be fast.
To me, Miles Straw in the playoffs, a guy like that is invaluable.
Oh, I agree.
A guy who can pinch run for you late in a situation and has some position versatility. He's played shortstop. He's played center field. He's played second base. To me, that guy is a gem come playoff time. And we saw the Royals and the Red Sox, for that matter, but the years that they won, I mean, it was some serious late-inning pinch-running magic that got them those victories.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. And also text the show, 713-780-3776. And if you want to get on the Twitch channel and comment there, guess what? You can do that. Just find us on Twitch or go to ESPN975.com. Click on the Twitch channel. There you go. Lots of commenters on there today. So I think it's been a positive addition. Man, I hate getting old. I've had to switch medications this week. It's really messing.
Switch medications?
Yeah, I'm
on old people medications.
Well, kind of old people. I mean, I'm on all kinds of crap right now, and it's really messing my stomach. And I don't want to go. I don't want to call my doctor and say, "Hey, I need to switch to something else," because this crap cost me $400.
Ooh wee!
And I'm like, I'm tired of having to go and get different medications. It costs a bunch of money, and it's like, come on, man, just make it through 3 days without.
Yeah,
you know, so. That's why I'm running around a lot today. Long day, man. Jeez.
It has been.
Because we got here early to do some videos that'll be rolling out on Sports Map, which I think turned out pretty well. Myself and AJ. We didn't have the moderator this time.
No.
When we tried
I don't like that.
Yeah, I kind of liked it better when we had Raheel or Josh or somebody to come on and say and ask questions, and then we go back and forth. So we did
and
this.
I was like, why don't you do that job, Brandon? He's like, oh, I don't do that. And I was like, well, I don't want to do these videos, yet here I am.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, I mean, I'm not exactly the most attractive guy in the world. I don't necessarily want to be on video, but I'll do it to help out the team and help out Sports Map. So we did it a little differently, and I hope the people like it. It's a lot more like the show. It's me throwing something at AJ and then AJ responding. And then,
not physically throwing something.
No, no. That
would be inappropriate.
Yeah, I probably can't throw anything 5 feet anyway. So. Sorry.
You're very weak.
My arm's very weak. I'm not going to lie about that. That's the other pathetic thing about being old. And like I used to have a really good arm when I was, 30 years ago. And then now I go out and I throw the ball to the dog and it's like, I could barely throw the thing 30 yards.
I need a shoulder surgery. And like my kid is, so he's apparently going to be playing wide receiver.
Oh, okay.
And he wants me to go out every day and throw the football with him.
Yeah.
Oh, Dad's arm. I mean, it's I can throw about 10 and then it's like, oh, I'm hurting.
You're about to be 39 years old.
I know.
But we got one of those little fling things, you know, like the I don't know what you call them, where you throw the ball.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I am not 37-year-old woman. I'm not using that. I've never seen a man use one of those. I hate to sound sexist, but I've never seen a man use one of those things.
So now you're using it?
No, I'm going to go out there and throw my damn arm into the ground with what's left of it before I do that.
Okay.
Because I have too much pride. It's pretty embarrassing. So, basically, you know you're officially old when you start calling medicine medication. Yeah, probably. Probably. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know if you guys hit on it or not, but thoughts on Mario Williams, and did you know he was back in Houston? Man, I haven't thought of that guy in years.
You know who actually sent me that story today? I went and I took it to Nick My wife saw it. Like, it came across her news feed.
Really?
And, yeah, Mario Williams apparently, like, cloned a garage door opener of his ex-girlfriend and, like, broke into her house. So, not a good look for old Mario.
Why do guys feel the need to...
Women weaken legs. It makes you do crazy things, man. Yeah. Women do.
Well, I mean, just move on. Just turn the page. Yeah. You're a former NFL superstar.
You got a ton of dough.
Yeah.
I think the deal is guys like that, they don't like to be told no. And could he easily move on and find someone new? Sure. But now he's got to deal with what he probably considers to be the embarrassment of rejection. When if he just were like, okay, and on to the next, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, I think just public service announcement. This is something learned at poker, learned at the racetrack. When you take a loss, you turn the page.
Yeah.
That's it. Turn the page. This is a loss. Turn the page, Mario. And then you're not going to get caught trying to break into the woman's house. And there's always another relationship to be had if that's what you want. There are a lot of people out there, a lot of single young women out there that I'm sure would love to go out with you, Mario, that probably aren't, you know, I don't know how hot she is or what she's like, but there's a lot of things you can do, bud.
Do we know if this is the same one that he had to let her keep the old engagement ring?
I don't know.
I don't know about that
because
either.
It was a Christmas gift.
Yeah, that was. Sort of a weird dude all around when it comes to women, but a pretty good NFL career in the end.
I saw a story today that it started out as not a Buffalo Bills story, but it led me down into a wire, and I found two interesting stories regarding the Buffalo Bills. One of them is mostly about a Houston Cougar, about Ed Oliver, who was ESPN named every NFL team's MVP of training camp.
Yeah.
And for the Bills, it's Ed Oliver. And at the beginning of the year, Ed Oliver looked like he was a project. That when camp broke, they were like, Ed Oliver's got a long way to go. It's a long-term thing. But apparently Ed Oliver, I mean, once they got into full pads, he just turned into a monster. And... ESPN says he held his own against All-Pro Quentin Nelson in the first preseason game. Looks like he will be the interior force Buffalo needs to jumpstart the 26th ranked pass rush from 2018. So Ed Oliver getting nice reviews in preseason, which Ed Oliver also probably the reason why expectations are low for UH, despite having one of the best, you know, group of five quarterbacks in the country, because their defense looks like it's going to just be abysmal.
Yeah, they were terrible last year with him, and they were even more terrible without him. But they've brought in a bunch of transfers.
Yeah.
You know, Dana's I think they'll be better on defense, mainly because last year I think they had one of the worst worst defensive coordinators in college football. And I think they've upgraded that coaching position. There's still some holes there. There's this kid that transferred from Alabama who was a five-star who I don't think is going to be able to play until next year. But they've gotten some really good guys in there. I think they'll be better on defense. I think they'll be better on defense by accident. But they're not going to be. I mean, Ed Oliver was a generational guy. And you know, there was a stretch where their defense was fantastic, and then Tom Herman left. But you know, that's a frustrating thing, is that you wasted the last year of his career on Major Applewhite.
And yeah.
Didn't, you know, just grumble.
Where are you at on the Bills' young quarterback, Josh Allen?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think coming out, I thought, well, they'll just fall in love with this guy's arm. But he showed me some things last year that if, you know, he could develop into something. I mean, the arm's fantastic, but the running game was the thing that got me. I didn't realize he could run like that.
500 yards rushing.
Yeah, and if you can do that and learn to pass, then you can be pretty good. And I think
he's got his arm talent is out of this world.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a rocket. I mean, he's on par with Mahomes.
I think it's decision-making is, like, the scary thing for him.
But
it's not like Lamar Jackson where Lamar Jackson's just not a he's not a good quarterback. He's inaccurate, terribly inaccurate. Josh Allen, I think mostly it's his understanding of NFL defense is his biggest problem.
And that's the thing. I think you can develop accuracy over time. And with a guy like Josh Allen, the decision making, if you can run like that, then okay, it's not always the right decision to do it, but it runs you out of trouble a lot of times. And it extends drives, and you can learn how to do the other stuff if you can be productive doing that. I think I have a much higher long-term prospectus for him than I did when they drafted him.
I do too. I don't really know what he is, but here's what Pro Football Focus thinks of him. They did a ranking of all 32 starting NFL starting quarterbacks.
Okay.
Number 32, Josh Allen.
Okay, I think that's silly. You know what? I'm so done with those guys.
Here's some of the guys ahead of him. Josh Rosen, which...
Give me a bleeping break.
He
may not even start.
Yeah. Well, they say the situation in Arizona was as bad as it gets last year. He had the Rosen had the worst pass blocking offensive line and a limited group of pass catchers.
Oh, and the Dolphins are so much better.
Dude, he had Larry Fitzgerald. That's better than anything Josh Allen had or has. Number 30, Case Keenum. Number 29, Eli Manning. Number 28, Joe Flacco. 27, Lamar Jackson. And I mean, if you look at Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, they're kind of mirror images of each other right now as far as like statistical images. They're both way better runners than they are throwers right now.
You know what? I think there's perception here that anything that Harbaugh's coaching is going to be okay.
Yeah, maybe so.
And anybody in Buffalo is going to automatically suck. That's why. I mean, I can't remember the last time that those guys did an article that I looked at and said, oh, yeah, this makes a lot of sense.
This is another number that I disagree with. Number 26, Mitch Trubisky.
That's too low.
I think so, too. 25, Darnold.
Yeah. Okay.
24, Nick Foles.
Okay.
23, Kyler Murray.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. The guy hasn't played a snap yet. And if you know what? He'll be lucky to have the kind of year that Josh Allen and Lamar.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Number 22, actually 22 and 21, I would have expected to be way further down the list, especially if you're like looking at the upside of some of these other guys compared to what we've seen from these guys. Mariota 22, Winston 21.
That feels about right for them.
I think Mariota especially, I feel like
maybe
that's
a little high.
Maybe
a little high.
Number 20, Andy Dalton.
Yeah, it's about right.
19, Derek Carr.
I'm not sure where to put him anymore. Although he had a better year last year than I think people realize. I don't know that he's ever going to be what he was when he was in the MVP discussion before he got hurt.
This is another one that I have a really hard time with him being this high. Number 18, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, no, thank you. Too high.
17, Dak.
Too high.
16, Cam.
Boy, that...
If he's healthy...
If he's healthy, he's higher than that. If he's not, then... It's probably right.
15, Matt Stafford.
It feels low, but probably okay.
14, Kirk Cousins.
Is Cousins really better than Stafford?
I don't know.
Statistically,
he's not.
Yeah.
The knock on Cousins is he doesn't win a bunch of games, but neither does Stafford.
Right.
13, Goff.
Okay.
We'll get to the rest on the other side.
Yeah, let's save the top 12 for when we come back. That's a radio tease.
Yeah, it's a radio tease. And you know who I haven't mentioned? Deshaun Watson. That's a double radio tease.
Ooh.
He's in the top 12. He's not the starting quarterback of the Texans. You be the judge. That's a triple radio tease. all right, guys. Triangle Energy, bringing the energy on Houston Dynamo game days, giving Houstonians the power to win free electricity for an entire year. What? Think about your electric bill from last month. Now multiply that by 12. You're using more now than usual. So let's say 10. Multiply it by 10. That could be your savings for the year. Sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan. Receive 2 Dynamo game tickets and 2 t-shirts and be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. And then every time the Dynamo win a home game, Triangle's going to draw a lucky fan or customer, and they're going to win a free year of electricity. Enter to win by texting the word POWER to 77177 or visit TriangleEnergy.com to learn more. When you're at TriangleEnergy.com, you sign up for a plan, use the promo code ESPN, you get an additional discount. How about that? From their already great rates. That's POWER to 77177, PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. This guy says, you all hate on Mariota. Dude has now had many OCs and a defensive-minded coach with no help and still managed to get the Titans to the playoffs. First off,
got them to the playoffs, yeah.
Ranking a guy is not hating on him. Just because you think he's better than AJ thinks he is, does not mean he's hating on him. Okay, let's either eliminate that phrase or use it properly. And second of all, you probably just parachuted in and heard one segment. I've always said I like the guy better than Winston. I still like his potential if he can stay healthy. And I've also mentioned the same thing about he's got crap coaches.
Marcus Mariota, in the last two seasons, has thrown 24 touchdowns and 23 interceptions.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm a hater, but no, that's garbage.
No. At some point, you have to... It's time for him to take that step. And I think this is a huge year for him. And if he does the same thing, and if his touchdowns and interceptions are in the same within two, that's not great. That doesn't make you a great quarterback.
And by the way, if a quarterback goes out and just balls, do you think his offensive coordinator gets fired? No. It doesn't happen that way.
Well, now, to be fair, if he does really well, the guy might get hired as a head coach.
That's fair.
Look at the Chiefs every year except last year.
I mean, it happened to Matt Ryan.
Yeah. So, all right, let's continue with this.
All right.
We know Marcus Mariota is not in the top 12.
We are at the top 12. And so, by the way, it was there's four tiers, 1, 2, 3, 4. Tier four were quarterbacks with question marks, either due to a lack of experience seeing them perform at a high level in the NFL or due to volatility when given extended opportunities.
Then,
to
the
play.
Hell is Kyler Murray?
He was in tier four.
Okay. Yeah, but he's at the top of it.
He's at the top of it.
That's ridiculous.
That's Kyler Murray, Nick Foles, Darnold, Trubisky, Lamar Jackson, Flacco, Manning, Keenum, Rosen, and Allen are tier four. Tier three is the tier we're in now. I'll go ahead and give you number 12 and 11, but they're volatile or conservative quarterbacks whose production will rely even more heavily on supporting cast and play calling. Tier 3 quarterbacks can post top 10 production in any given year in the right situation. Number 12, Deshaun Watson.
So they're saying he needs players around him.
I think they're saying that his production relies heavily on play calling. Which I tend to disagree with.
Yeah, I firmly disagree with that, but okay.
I think he's good in spite of Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, I would agree with that, too.
Number 11, Carson Wentz. I'll be honest. There's only one guy ahead of Deshaun that I really take umbrage with, and there's a guy behind him that I would argue I'd probably put ahead of Deshaun.
So who would you put ahead of him?
I'd probably put Jared Goff ahead of Deshaun.
I would rather have...
What Jared Goff did last year was phenomenal. And now, yeah, mind you, the coaching advantage he has versus...
That's the thing. And to me, I hate to quit bagging on bipolar Bill, but the reality is you put Deshaun Watson with Andy Reid, he does what Mahomes does. You put him with... You put him on the Rams, I think he has a better season than Jared Goff. I think he's a better quarterback than Jared Goff, but Jared Goff is good enough with the right coach. And, you know, I don't think that's unfair at all.
So, but
yeah, I would agree that based on where he is, I might move Jared up. And who was right ahead of Watson?
Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I think they're kind of the same guy because I think they've both shown that there's a stretch where they could play at an MVP level, but they haven't been healthy enough.
They've both been hurt, yeah.
And I think this is a big year for both of them.
So number 4 through 10 are tier 2, quarterbacks who can move the chains and take care of the ball, more likely to elevate teammates and achieve top-end production even with lesser supporting casts. Number 10 is the guy that I probably wouldn't put ahead of Deshaun, Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Baker Mayfield is
I think there's still questions.
There's a lot of questions about him. And
honestly, I feel better about Goff, Watson, Wentz, Cousins, Stafford, Cam than I do about Baker, because I've seen all those guys perform at a high level before.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw Baker for how many games did he play even? I mean, he
played 14 games.
He looked good.
He looked good, and I mean, he had solid numbers, not blow you away numbers. 27 touchdowns to 14 interceptions.
What I will say is they've put a lot around him.
Yeah.
And he should succeed.
But we also, I don't know if Freddie Kitchens is a good head coach or not. I have my doubts about that. That's a pretty big jump for him. And so if he doesn't, and we've talked about this before, and we saw it with Deshaun a little bit last year. I think you see a little bit with Patrick Mahomes too, only not to the same extent. Teams will adjust, and now they've had time to look at what his weaknesses are and try to take advantage of them, and then he'll have to adjust to that, and then when he does, that's when we'll find out how good he can be. Yeah. I don't think he sucks by any stretch. I don't think he's going to be a bad quarterback. He's going to be a better NFL quarterback than I thought he would be. But I'm not ready to anoint him as a top 10 guy yet, especially over some of the names that you've mentioned.
Number nine, which at the beginning of last year would have felt right, but after last season, I think I'd have this guy a little higher, Philip Rivers.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, he was just phenomenal last year. Number eight.
Again, what if you put Philip Rivers on the Rams?
I mean, come on.
I mean, that's... But, I mean, again, Jared Goff did get him to the Super Bowl, so it's hard to get past that. You'd have to beat the Patriots, but I just, you know, anyway, continue.
And one through eight, all but two of these guys have been to a Super Bowl. Number eight is Ben Roethlisberger, who I might have behind Philip Rivers at this point.
I might have him at this stage of his career. I might drop him a few spots, and I've always been a big
guy. 5,000 yards last year. I mean, now, mind you, there was no Le'Veon Bell, so they were throwing a lot.
Yeah, they had no choice.
Number seven, Matt Ryan.
Feels about right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's just outside the top five. So I think him, Ben, that 6 to 8 range, I think you could mess with a little bit.
Now, here's where somebody's going to be left out of the top five that is probably like we probably think of as a top five guy. And in this case, the guy left out is Russell Wilson, number six.
Yeah, I am not a fan of that. I think he's top five. But again, now it's really hard to take some of these guys out.
Yeah, here's the top five. Andrew Luck.
I would take Russell Wilson over Andrew Luck. Much more durable.
It is easy to say that right now while Andrew Luck's banged up. Like last season watching Andrew Luck, you're like, oh my God. That's what he can be. And when he is that, when he's healthy and right, man, he is so good. He might be, when he's healthy and right, he's as good as anybody. But he's not always healthy and right.
No, and he hasn't been now for the last several years. And you know what? You know who never misses a game?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. Can you tell me who his backup is?
No.
Who his backup's ever been? No, because he never misses
Trayvon
games.
Trayvon Boykin.
It was for a while. Yeah.
Number four. And after, I mean, if we're going off just last year, it can't be him, but Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, unpopular opinion. I'll take both Luck and Russell Wilson over Aaron Rodgers.
Going forward?
Even now, yeah. Assuming Luck limps onto the field this year.
Right. Here's your top three. They are in tier one. High-end quarterbacks who can carry a team. They have high percentages of positively graded plays while limiting negatively graded throws, and they're most likely to achieve high-end passing production no matter what the supporting cast looks like in a given year. Number three, it's hard to say that about this guy. We've seen it once, but Patrick Mahomes. I mean, and he's got a really good supporting cast.
Yeah.
He's got the best tight end in football. He's got one of the best deep threat wide receivers in football. He's got a genius offensive coach, a solid offensive line. He had one of the better running backs in the league last year. It's tough to say that it doesn't matter who his supporting cast is because we've never seen him without a great supporting cast.
Yeah, although they did slow down when they lost Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
And that was a big piece of the puzzle that was missing. Having said that, and again, it's a very small sample size, but it's an MVP sample size. And it's an amazing season, and I don't know that he's going to repeat that. But, you know, Drew Brees hasn't repeated his biggest season either. So maybe this is the best he ever is. But I still think that a 40-touchdown season would be remarkable. So I think he belongs in the top three. I like the guy a lot, and he's another guy I wasn't crazy about coming out of college.
I do, too. And you know what? And here's
he's
the guy.
Fun to watch, too.
At this point, I may take out of the top five if I had to bump somebody. And it's I know people will be pissed when I say this, but Drew Brees. Because it said this is a guy who can carry a team. I don't know that Drew Brees is – like the offense isn't built around Drew Brees like it used to be. Offense is built around Alvin Kamara now.
He's still really good. But they don't usually win because he's throwing for 380 anymore.
No.
Two
years ago, that was the argument. Now I think the offense has changed because they know Drew Brees is not a young guy anymore.
But he can still perform at a high level in stretches and really – I don't know. I don't know if I can take him out of the top five, but I could see taking Wilson or Luck over him.
Offensive for one of those guys to be ranked ahead of him? I don't think so.
Well, and somebody will be offended no matter what because I'm a Saints fan. How dare you?
Number one, Tom Brady, which, I mean, no surprise. He even took a step back and still had, he's still the best.
Yeah, and until he dies or somebody knocks him off the mountain, that's the guy.
All right, guys. I'm trying to help you save some money. If you own your home, there's a possibility that you're just leaving money on the table. And no one wants to leave money on the table, especially when we're talking about maybe a large amount of money. Some people were leaving up to $4,000 a year on the table, $870 on average. Your home insurance, they may be getting you. And TGS has a solution, and it's so simple. You text the word money to 232323. They'll ask for your address. You reply back, and you'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. And like I said, the average customer this year is saving over $870 on home insurance. And you don't need to wait for your renewal, even if you just renewed with the other guys. TGS will take care of the back end, and they'll just start saving you money. They're not going to save it for everybody, but it's worth taking a look at. It really is. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving big today.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. A lot of people questioning Mahomes being there after one season. I think that's fair, but you know what?
Because, I mean, let's face it, there is an overreaction because Aaron Rodgers at number four after one down year. There may be an overreaction both ways.
But getting back to Drew Brees for a second and why the focus has been a little different. Last year, he didn't make 4,000 yards passing. He was 8 yards short of that.
Yeah.
32 touchdowns, but only 5 interceptions.
Yeah.
And that's how they're going to win.
He still takes care of the ball.
They're going to run the ball. He's not going to turn it over. And if he does that again and Kamara has another Kamara year, they're going to be right in the mix.
Yeah.
But that's why it's so hard to just look at passing yards and things like that because, Ben Roethlisberger had 5,000 passing yards. He didn't have a running back. I mean, Connor was okay, but he wasn't Le'Veon Bell. Drew Brees has Alvin Kamara. He's not going to throw for as many yards. Does that make who's better? I don't know. And the one thing about Watson, he's got DeAndre Hopkins. He's also got the worst. He had the worst offensive line in football last year, and still managed to put up really good numbers. And that's the thing. You always look at. It's so hard to. Boy, we've been really sportsy today for some reason. Now that I think about it, it's been almost the whole show.
Yeah.
But the reality is, who the coach is, who they have around them. That's all critical to a guy's success. Like Dak Prescott. If you put him on the Texans, I think the Texans are a 5-win team.
If you put who on the Texans?
Dak Prescott. Maybe 6. Maybe 6-10 at best.
Yeah.
I think if you put Jared Goff on the Texans, they're a 6 or 7-win team.
Probably.
And
I mean, let's face it, the Texans might be a 6 or 7-win team this year.
They might be anyway. Yeah. But I'm almost certain that's the best they could do. And I could be wrong. But I also think that who the coach is matters. And I think the offensive line and the talent you have around. Now, if you keep all those guys healthy around Watson this year, you're not going to be able to say, he doesn't have wide receivers to throw to. Because if Will Fuller stays healthy and is productive, then, he's got great players around him. But Those are big ifs. They always are. Oh, really? Well, you know, you could give these things away sometimes, Aaron. The people would like you if you did. But I'm going to give it away.
You saying they don't like me now?
We need to raise your, what is that thing they call the Q rating?
Yeah.
We need to raise that a little bit on you. That's all.
I won't deny that.
We're working on it. I mean, we finally got you to watch a popular TV show. That's a big step in the right direction.
It's true.
So
next thing you know, he'll lose his virginity.
Let's not go that way. All right. The country music group of Rascal Flatts is coming to the Smart Financial Center on Thursday, August 29th. The country music superstars are taking the stage for one night for an evening full of their award-winning hits. At 6:44 today, 6:44, we'll take caller 5 to 713-780-3776. You'll win a pair of tickets to see the show. Get your tickets now at livenation.com. Rascal, heard of them.
Oh, yes. They're very famous.
Yeah. Heard of you. It's my Tombstone reference. You retired too? Not me.
I watched Tombstone last night.
Really? I could watch that show anytime it comes on. At one point, I'm pretty sure I could quote every line in that movie. And don't call now. I said 6:44. I see you. Aaron Wilson says David Steinmetz out for the season with a broken ankle and undergoing surgery tonight.
Get it fixed.
He was recently fined $28,500 by the NFL for personal foul against the Packers to appeal the fine. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, we only have one segment left.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up, Fred.
That is crazy.
I got to get home.
Oh, yeah?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm a little hungry myself.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what we're eating tonight, so.
I don't either. It was one of those nights where my wife was like, we may be having to go out to eat because she had to go to like a football parent meeting.
Yeah.
So I might be on my own.
Oh, well, I think she takes the dog to obedience training tonight, but we eat before she goes because it's pretty late.
All right.
So I get some time to myself.
School day for your dog.
Yeah, school day for the dog and drink night for me.
All right, guys. I got to tell you about the end of summer sale going on now at Allstate Siding and Windows. And now's the time to invest in your home. See, you need to check that your windows are energy efficient. Invest in beautiful quality windows from Allstate Siding and Windows. They've got Storm Force windows designed for impact for all weather. And you can save up to 40% on your energy bill with vinyl windows. Think about what you could do with that 40% of your electricity bill. It's just floating out the window, out your old lame-ass window. Well, you can have a better, beautiful Allstate Siding and Windows window. And if you're a senior, discount. Military, discount. First responder, discount. Come on, guys. They're helping you guys out. And how about this one? You tell them AJ Hoffman sent you, no payments for 2 years, 25% off all window packages. So that's how you get them. You're like, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's the quote AJ Hoffman sent me. Boom! 25% off. Guys, when you want to invest, choose the best. Allstate Siding and Windows, they're going to treat you right. 832-204-1936. AllstateSidingandWindows.com. 832-204-1936 for Allstate Siding and Windows.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right. We're already done here. We just have to wrap the show up the way we always do. Famous deaths. I usually don't look ahead on the deaths, but I did. This, except for the really good deaths, which are going to salvage it, these are pretty sucky. 1938, Robert Johnson, U.S. Delta Blues singer guitarist, poisoned at 27, went down to the crossroads, and he did not come back from the crossroads. Groucho Marx in 1977 dies at 86. I would call that a good run.
That is a good run. Not, I mean, when you're named Groucho, I hope something goes right.
Yeah, I mean, because your life is kind of, you know. Are you familiar with Denitra Vance?
No.
SNL actress?
Nope.
Me either. Phyllis Diller died at 95. I just remember her being really unattractive and making a whole act out of that.
Hmm.
I would have.
of course you would.
Peter Fonda, who died at 79. Easy Rider, most famous for. I thought he was gone a long time ago. But I think it's just in general Fondas.
Yeah.
There have been so many Fonda deaths. Okay. Sports figures, other than Gene Upshaw, who's dead at 63. Like, there's a horse racing guy in here I've never heard of, so that ought to tell you something.
Yeah.
Political figures, we got Leon Trotsky, Russian Marxist revolutionary.
Groucho Marxist.
Indeed. Well played. Assassinated at 62 by an ice pick wielding Ramon Mercader.
Nice. It's a good way to go out.
Yeah. Don't think you kill Groucho that way. Finally, 650.
Whew.
Ring it up. Ding, ding, ding.
Got it under the wire.
August 17th, 1987, Rudolf Hess, German Nazi official, Deputy Führer. Is Deputy Führer a good job?
He's got to be like the number two.
He's
like Josh Jordan is the Deputy Führer to you.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if I'd like to be called the Führer. I prefer Grand
Overlord. It's on your business
no,
card.
No, it says Grand Overlord.
Oh.
You're getting me confused with somebody else.
I thought it said Grand Wizard.
Nope. See, and now you've made Wizard.
Grand Wizard of Sports,
you
man.
Made a Wizard. You made Wizard a bad word. Wizard is not a bad word.
I didn't
it
make
becomes
Wizard
a bad
word
when you put Grand in front of it.
I didn't come up with that term.
I am
term.
An average Wizard, okay? Very average. I'm very Texan-like.
Solid Wizard.
Yeah. I'm okay. Sometimes okay. Just okay
Wizard.
Is okay. Yeah. Certainly not Grand. Not even good. I don't want that either. All right.
Sometimes mediocre.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a Texan Wizard.
Didn't you say that your old poker name was Grand Dragon?
No, it was not.
Or is that once your kids have kids, then you'll become the Grand Dragon?
No. See, Grand ruins everything, doesn't it? We can't. We have to eliminate that from all of our references
now. No, that
now.
Term is grandfathered in.
See what you did there. Oh, God. Thank God you made this entertaining because these deaths. 1888, John Pemberton, the inventor of Coca-Cola, dies of stomach cancer at 55.
I can't imagine why.
No.
I'm going to pour poison into my stomach every day.
Can you imagine what Coca-Cola was like in 1888? Oh. I think it actually had cocaine in it.
It did.
Yeah. No wonder he's dead. And Walter Chrysler, you'll never guess what he founded, died in 1940 at age 65.
All right.
How about this? Macbeth, slain in battle in 1057.
Yeah, but that's a movie.
Macbeth, beware Macduff. Out, damn spot. Life is but a poor player. Stop it, Fred. I get Shakespeare gets in my head. I'm stupid. Let's see. 1940, Ernest Thayer, the poet who wrote the famous baseball poem, Casey.
Oh, that's a grand poem.
He struck out at the age of 77.
Didn't Casey hit a grand slam? No. Casey struck out.
So did.
Spoiler alert, Casey strikes out.
So did Ernest at the age of 77. Margaret Mitchell, who wrote Gone with the Wind, died in 1949 at the age of 48. She clearly was gone with the... Okay, how about... all right, I don't know this one.
Maybe, Gone with the Wind, Dust in the Wind.
Yeah, exactly. It's all in the wind. I'm a Hog, Texas art patron.
Yeah, Fred, don't be so hard on yourself.
Founder of...
I mean, you're big, but...
Maybe it's Ema. I don't know anything about the founder of the Houston Symphony dying at the age of 93 in 1975.
We had to learn about her in Texas history in school.
So that's why you put her on here.
Yeah.
Is it pronounced I'm a Hog?
Yeah.
That's so crazy. God, what awful parents.
Yeah, no kidding. Like, you're doomed. That's like naming...
You better never feed that kid because if she is even pudgy, it's just a brutal life you're setting her
up for.
It's
like naming your daughter Bertha.
Yeah.
She's going to be Big Bertha. At some point.
If your last name's Hog.
Yeah.
I mean.
And I would say, And I'm not. I mean, okay. I'm mediocre. Not a full-on hog. More like a piglet. Like a chubby little piglet.
What if your last name was Nasshole? Can you say that? With an N?
Probably not, because the word's in there.
All right, well, we'll get rid of it.
So, just say a-hole. People know.
But I'm just saying, I'm a
A-hole. Yeah.
Nay-hole. That's what we'll say.
A nay-hole?
I'm a nay-hole.
That would have been a good name for you. All right. Here's your best deaths. This is where we rally because, frankly, these deaths have sucked. And we only have 60 seconds. Great. So I got to blast through the good ones. Genghis Khan.
Dead.
George Herman Babe Ruth.
Oh, he's a good one.
Elvis Presley.
Thank you.
Jerry Lewis.
Okay. This is solid.
Aretha Franklin.
Like Rodney Dangerfield. No respect.
No respect. And I remember somebody writing a column in the Chronicle and said, it's not over till the fat lady, and then put in parentheses, Aretha Franklin sings. Ah. So he named the fat lady. And Cedric Benson, which we talked about yesterday. Damn. Okay, two quick porn stars. Mary Millington, 1979, died from?
Suicide by hanging.
Suicide is all it says, so I'll give you that. And then Trinity Lauren in 1964.
Ooh, that's a murder-suicide.
That's an overdose on painkillers, possible suicide. So I'm going to give you that one, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Was that Tammy Lauren?
Trinity Lauren.
Oh, okay.
Wait, is there a Tammy?
Tommy Lauren.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's just get the hell out of here. We will do this again tomorrow. Stay sportsy.
But better.
Yeah, exactly.